Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott won another term in office in yesterday's general election. He picked up almost 70% of the vote over Maria Rehnquist. And incumbent council member Rhonda Capron was defeated by the owner of Soho Bar & Grill, Julie Shaner. Capron was seeking her third term in office and says she doesn't plan to run again. Six people were on the ballot for four school board seats. The winners were Dan Greenwell, Julian Albert, Monique Scarlett, and Taylor Goodvin. Current board member Mayuki Nelson didn't make the top four. She and Sean Broyhill received 14% of the vote each. Secretary of State Paul Pate says he's working on a plan to fix Iowa's tracking system for ex-felons who are barred from voting. The Des Moines Register has found some people without felony convictions had their ballots wrongly rejected in 2018. The Brennan Center for Justice and the League of Women Voters of Iowa told Pate these errors could violate federal law. Pate says he'll share information about potential fixes and their projected cost with lawmakers.
My office is going to be assigning more resources to this issue, but I want to make sure the legislature is aware of it and will choose to support that effort.
Pate says one facet will be administrative rules for ensuring the court system is transmitting correct information about felony convictions. A Brennan Center lawyer says she was expecting to see that proposal around mid-October, but it hasn't been released. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.